So we've got tutorials out there on, you know, some of the basics of Chef, how you can do some local development and testing, getting and setting up a Chef server, Chef Analytics, I didn't really touch on too much. That is a great way to kind of to keep really in touch with what's actually changing and when and why on your nodes. And that can actually be streamed into things like Splunk or Logstash and Kibana or OMS's Operational Insights, you know, things like that. There's tutorials in auditing as well as Chef Delivery. And we've got a bunch of stuff out on YouTube. All of the sessions from ChefConf this year, and I think and last year as well, were pretty much all streamed or were all recorded and posted on YouTube. So if you want to check out some sessions, Jeffrey Snover was there and did a little PowerShell talk. I talked about DSC and Chef there. We had some folks out from Azure, and I've got the Azure team and from MSN, which is one of the talks I have linked up for the deck. But MSN uses Chef to migrate out of where they were out of their data centers and into web roles in Azure. And talked about that. They actually came to Chef on their own and approached us later about it and like, hey, by the way, we're using this. And so that was really interesting to find the community that grew up around that. There's another talk from 10th Magnitude, which is a consulting firm out of Chicago. They do a lot of Azure work and Chef work, and they had a talk at ChefConf, which is linked up. I won't play this because it probably won't go so well on stream, but there's a funny little video as well on the Chef Prince of Azure. It's a little takeoff on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and an embracing of a faster development cycle and release cycle. And so that's why you see like the DSC resources out on GitHub and published to the PowerShell gallery. And basically every month they're kicking out new releases of these things. And you'll see on the PowerShell team blog, they'll announce, oh, hey, by the way, since the last time we posted, we've merged a bunch of pull requests and fixed these issues. And these all there's new versions of these seven resources, for example. And so there's been a huge sea change of difference how we see the Windows Server team kind of interacting with the community.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. That's why we're having you as our guest.
We're entrenched in I
this,
appreciate
you know, we're,
it.
so I
And that's
appreciate it.
actually that's one of the reasons I went to Chef, is really community. And they from a perspective of community, we like the Microsoft community. We want more admins and developers in the Microsoft community to become members of the Chef community. Whether or not you ever run our Chef software, we want you to come hang out with us. We come hang out with you guys. So
Sounds good. Well, thanks for being our guest.
my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So, ladies and gentlemen, this wraps up the meetup. And with that, thank you for attending.